Hey everyone, welcome back from the break. We are playing the Red Writ. We are the Dreddies, playing Dreadlore, a new tabletop role-playing game that focuses on the immersive part of the role-playing and not as much of the dice rolling. Our cast tonight is me. I'm Simon Vincent, the Drizzle. We have Ken Howell, who is playing Nord Zetterberg. We have Andrea Elliott Johnson, who is playing Liam Mizrahi. We have Daniel Holker, who is playing Tony Zerniak. And as our arbiter all the time is Bill Buncombe. We'd like to thank the people who use the that we use their music, all lowercase letters and Mr. Interrupt. We'd like to thank our Patreons, which if you're interested in, you can go subscribe. Nostalgic, Natalia Klein, Tim Roberts, and Daniel Holker. All the beautiful stuff you see in the technological stuff is done by Couchfire Media. Terrible Productions, they handle all the other stuff that we don't know anything about.
No, I don't know anything about what they do.
They have the unions. Really.
And the unions. That's what they do. Well. You guys have found yourselves outside of the Sunken Temple, finally. The morning light, perhaps, starting to rise over the horizon, which you cannot see because of this massive storm. But suffice to say, the darkness, intense darkness, is just ever so slightly starting to give way, starting to lighten just a little bit. Action is on you all. This is the montage. Simon Nord, John, you're at the precipice, looking down, seeing all these things. Mariah, Rebecca, and Tony, you're in the gas-powered boat, and Leah, you're on the opposite side of the Chambly Bridge, about, we'll say, a football field away from the lighthouse, and also the cul-de-sac where all the cars are, where you rammed into them at the abandoned marina, where you will also being chased by a ref. What are you guys doing?
Get to the boat, Simon.
Yeah, let's get down there as quick as possible. It looks like Leah went over and is trying to make it to the lighthouse to check on Grant. We'll get down there and hopefully there's a radio in the boat because lighthouses have radios too. Maybe we can reach her on that when she gets over there.
Good.
And I'll start to head to the...
John to the says, boat. Hopefully she doesn't run into whatever got Grant.
Yep, let's hope so as well. But she is a tough bird. She can handle it.
Action's still on you guys.
I'm headed towards the boat.
I'm with Simon.
You guys make it down there. What do they find, Tony?
We find a boat that's running. On me and Mariah standing around. And if they look down further, they will see a cabin where Rebecca went down to turn on the lights.
As you guys walk up, you see that.
Hey, you guys go ahead and get on the boat. I'm going to start breaking up. Will you hand me that spear thing and I'll start breaking up the ice?
Rebecca's in the cabin.
There you go, sir. I'm going to peek down in the cabin and check on Rebecca.
Of course.
If this boat's a rocking.
Hey. Or puts a sock on the door.
Yeah, you find Rebecca in there. Huddled up amongst some of the the bedding, keeping warm. She's got
anybody else in there?
No.
Good.
She looks up and sees you.
I look down and I see her and I was like, I'm really cold. I need something to warm me up. Nord is shivering, acting like a wet puppy dog. And like just, he's got his eyes kind of droopy. Looking like he needs just a little rest and comfort.
Outside, what are you guys doing?
I'm going to take the spear thing. And as I'm looking at it, I'm like, this looks like a harpoon. And I'll go start using it to break the eyes from the back side of the boat.
As you realize, this is a harpoon. A really big harpoon.
Yeah. Hey, just so you know, Leia attempted to traverse the Chambly Bridge.
Oh, it's... Can we see her silhouette from here? Have you been watching?
Not from here.
Okay.
From the outcropping where you were, you could see it.
Okay.
Just barely.
I look at you, Simon, and I say, she'll be fine. She'll be real fine. Right? Because Mariah's right next to me. I say, she's got this. Totally.
Well, we'll give her some time to get there, but a lighthouse should have a radio. You can use the radio. Is there a radio on this boat? Have you seen one? There should be.
No, I didn't. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of snow everywhere.
Well, around the captain's wheel and stuff, there should be the boat controls. There should be a radio over there if you want to look for one. I'm going to bust up this ice.
All right, I'll go check.
As Mariah comes with you, Tony, you get to the captain's chair, and Mariah is helping you searching for it, and in fact, you find a radio.
Oh, there it is.
As she picks up the little receiver thing and starts messing with knobs and buttons, not knowing what she's doing.
Hold on. We don't want to do this just yet because it could announce our presence. So,
isn't that what we're trying to do?
Well, let's just wait until everyone else shows up.
Simon, as you're busting things up with this this harpoon, what do you bid to do this?
Okay, so we're out of the montage.
We're way out of the montage.
I'm bidding Brute.
Describe the scene.
So basically, like, before I hop onto the boat, I'm going around, like, the side that's along the dock and just busting up the ice there, and then I'll climb up onto the boat and do the other side, and then I'll get to the back and start busting up, because as we start to back up, I'll continue to bust up, and then once we start to get turned around, then I'll go to the front and start busting there as we're moving forward until we don't need to anymore.
So you're busting up the ice and such.
Yeah, so that way it's kind of like, what are the boats called? The sea carvers or whatever, where they go through and they literally bust up the ice in front of them. So that way the boats behind them can flow fine.
As you start doing that, the boat rocks a little bit, loose of some of the ice. You do realize, bidding this, that it would help if someone was on the engine trying to move the boat and getting some momentum.
All right. Well, once I get everything around the boat and it gets in, and I go to the back, when I'm on the backside, start busting it up, that's when I'll be like, Tony, see if you can start to reverse it out of here some.
Speaking of the backside, Nord, you're down in the cabin. What are you doing?
I'm starting to remove articles of my clothing. And I'm kind of gauging what Rebecca is kind of feeling.
What are you bid?
In this moment, I am going to bid my swagger, which is persistent. I don't know, just because. I mean, I've been there before, but I can't bid that. Use that trait.
All right.
I just want to comfort you. Yeah. You just look like you need a little comfort. I'm not going to, like, just grab her and molest her or anything. I'm just going to try to get warmed up. Because I've been in the cold, and I'm definitely worried about getting hypothermia.
You guys get warmed up together. We won't kiss and tell. As Tony, you jump on the controls, yes?
Yes.
Start shaking the boat.
Can I spend a narrative point that the motion of the ocean
in the ocean
helps?
Helps. Yeah, there's a rocking.
Boat rock
working.
Free
a little. You hear Marissa? It's working. It's working. As you guys bust out of the ice, a large crack, an explosion of the ice breaking, and the boat is free. On the opposite bank, Leah, you're doing what? You're standing in about a foot and a half of snow. As
Leah,
more is coming down.
Starts making her way, as sneakily as possible, which is probably not much, to the lighthouse.
Yeah, as you're moving, it's difficult to go through a foot and a half of snow, and you're sort of slogging through. About halfway there, something catches your eye. Off to the right, in the cul-de-sac, a shadow of a woman standing, sort of leaning to the side, hair down. You realize she's likely naked. She's looking at you.
Oh, good.
You see her hair fly up as she looks. Blue eyes. Explosion of light. As she screams. Starts barreling towards you. In huge drafts of snow. She's a good 100 feet away.
How close am I to the bridge now?
You're about halfway, so you're 50 yards. So it's 100, it was a 1 football field-ish to the lighthouse, and you're about halfway, so you're about 50 yards away from both.
So Leah, seeing that, will probably go ahead and take advantage of the path that she's already carved through the snow and starts running back towards the bridge.
As you turn around and making much better time, you hear behind you screams, and maybe even look back over your shoulder. She's about a third of the way toward you. She's moving rather quickly, but she is also impeded by the snow.
Yes. So Leah's goal is she's getting to the bridge.
Yep. You will get to the bridge before this thing gets to you. As you get onto the bridge, turning back and looking, she's moments away.
Now that Leah sort of understands that the pitfalls on the bridge are intentional traps, she will, obviously as quickly as she reasonably can, try and assess where the safe parts of the bridge are and where the traps are and try and lead this creature towards one of the traps.
We bid.
For this, I'm going to bid the new trait I just dropped a load on, which is Mage Killer.
Okay. You know mostly, you can't say 100%, but you know where the major traps are in this bridge. You know that to get to one, you've got to, or to have her fall into one, you've got to bypass it, and then she'll run into it. So, bidding Mage Killer, it's still difficult. You can still screw up. So we're going to throw down on it. Threshold is 2 because you understand all of this, but you have a mishap die. You got a chaos die. So threshold 2 and a d6 chaos die.
That's you guys a total on the boat. Of 3 successes.
You guys on the boat.
Oh no, 4 successes, sorry.
Mariah points. What's she doing? As if you look, you see Leah get back onto, with a haste, onto the bridge. Leah, describe what they see.
They'll see, at first Leah sort of pauses in front of the bridge, and just sort of, you see her head moving back and forth, and then you'll see her just start kind of running in a certain direction, a lot more confidently than you'd expect her to. On the bridge that we've already established is rather treacherous. And then moments later, they will see this naked woman, I guess, running after Leah, shrieking and looking rather possessed. You'll see Leah get about a quarter way onto the bridge, and she'll just randomly jump for no particular reason that it appears. And shortly thereafter, when you see this creature, she'll actually stop and then turn around and draw her gun. And then you'll see this creature continue on trying to come after her. And then as soon as it gets to that part where she jumped over, the creature will fall through the bridge.
And as you see, and this woman with raging blue eyes goes into the water. Leah, you're on the bridge about a quarter of the way through.
Oh, fuck. That was intense. And Leah will start going back over the bridge again.
Actions on the rest of you.
Actually, Leah will, I will say Leah, before she starts going, she'll actually look down and see if it looks like the creature is coming back on shore.
As you look down, you see the creature plummet under the water, and you wait. Do you bid anything?
What do
if
I
you
have
bid,
left?
You'll... spot what is down there. If you don't, you'll have to wait to see.
I will bid Grizzly Business.
You wait a couple moments, and you see underneath the water, blue eyes moving. Which direction? Hey, Hulker. Roll me a d12. Hey, Simon. Oh, high or low?
I'm going to call low.
It's a 1.
As it, Simon, you call a 1. It is low. Leah, you see this creature moving back towards the bank. And not towards.
And not towards what?
Not towards the boat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so Leah will kind of realize she's on a timer and kind of go with haste towards the lighthouse again. And now she even has a secondary path that's been carved through the snow for her.
Mm-hmm. As you get halfway to the lighthouse, much quicker, the rest of you, you're in the boat. Tell us what happens. Action's on you.
Detective John, do you know, does the lighthouse have a dock or a pier beside it that we can go straight there?
Not that I know of. Maybe an old one.
What do you guys think? We can go back to the marina and try to make our way from there, or we can try to go directly to the lighthouse?
Let's go to the marina, because if this boat crashes, it's the only one we got.
It was a little unnerving, John says. I've seen something like that. It's called a revenant.
Oh, one more time, what's it called?
It's called a revenant.
A revenant.
Do you know an easy way to stop them?
No. There's no easy way to stop them. Usually they're brought back for some injustice, but these, they're almost created. From what I understand, part of the cult of Lady Callie is this gift of immortality. You guys can tell when he says immortality, it's like an MLM he's talking about. Like a multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah, of immortality, as they say. You kind of come back like that. We've seen one. We don't engage usually. Pretty much they come back no matter what you throw at. And in fact, will reconstitute even if you destroy their bodies. How to stop them? He looks at Nord. Actually, Nord's not there. How to stop them? Something to ask Lady Callie, I suppose.
So, we have the lighthouse here. We have the bridge here. Where is the marina?
So, you've got the bridge goes to in between where the lighthouse and the marina. Think of okay. That cul-de-sac. Here's the lighthouse. Here's the marina. The bridge goes this way.
Okay.
So, you go underneath the bridge and you get to the marina.
Okay. If we go to the marina, Tony, it's going to take us twice as long to try and get over to Leah.
All right, fine.
You guys are busting up ice.
Yeah. I guess I'm towards the front of the boat now, like hitting it every occasionally. When I see that we're hitting like a solid patch.
Yep.
I will attempt to take the boat as close to the lighthouse as possible.
Okay. Let's see if there is a dock there. Maybe a abandoned dock. Let's do D12. We'll have Leah roll it. We'll have Nord call it.
Hi.
Clank, clank, clank.
That was low.
As you get there and you see this busted up dock, there probably was one at one time, but there's, you know, trash and stuff and detritus all over it. No easy way to do it. It's not impossible.
Well, there was a dock. If you get as close as we can, maybe I can shore up onto... I may have to jump into the water to get us a little bit.
Don't be timing, it's really cold.
Mirage, it's really cold.
Well, there's a little bit of ice here. If we can get close enough, maybe it's safe enough to get on the ice to get to the dock.
You're taking a risk. Why don't we just go to the marina?
That is not safe.
It's gonna take a lot more time to go all the way back and then walk all the way up here now that we're already here. Because we're meeting Leah, and she may have that thing chasing her that we don't know how to stop.
Fine.
Nord, you're down below. As you've gotten your clothes back on, and you're sitting there hanging out you know, maybe smoking a cigarette. Rebecca is all swaddled. As she's looking at you, you know, with dreams. Next to her is the porthole where, you know, you can see the water and such and just sort of gray outside. And you see land. You see a flash of blue light just for a moment on the land behind Rebecca. It's pretty far off, but you happen to notice it.
You ever want to just get on one of these things and sail around the world?
Yeah, all the time.
I think we should do that, as I will bid my fate, which is justice.
Just as a trait? Or is fate fate?
No, I'm gonna bid something else. My motto, they must know, to completely change the subject and see if I can know what that blue light was.
How are you gonna know?
I would throw down, maybe. I've seen this before.
Just with your bid. What's the intention? Like, how would Nord get it?
Well, he's seen a lot of magical stuff. So, like, Lady Cali emanates a certain... He's definitely got a lot of tint of colors happening, so...
We'll say...
I don't know if I...
you had seen this woman before.
Yeah.
As there's a chill down your spine. As that flash of blue light, just for a second, you see it, and then you start sweating. As you remember... the flash of blue light from her eyes when she grabbed your ankle and rose from the dead. As you kind of squint and see this naked woman on the shore crawling up all fours up the embankment, which is rather steep, up to where the lighthouse will be. As you see her kind of leap and start... like monkey crawling
going up
the side of this near cliff.
I am going to say, well, just put a pin in that thought. Maybe after all this is done, we'll sail around the world.
She grabs your hand. Where are you going?
Well, it's not done yet. I think there's more to do.
Yeah, there is.
And I'll be like, you stay in here, stay safe, stay close. I don't know. I gotta go.
You're not leaving again as you as Nord pops out into the cold, sweaty, and finds you.
Needed that. I suggest to the everybody who's on the deck. Anybody else see that naked lady with the blue eyes?
John turns. We saw her fall. Point.
Yeah. Should we do
and
something about that?
Out at the river. Like, not where you saw her. He points back this way.
Oh, that's... No, over there. By the lighthouse, I guess.
So she's over here already?
I don't know. There's a lady over there. I don't know about anybody falling off a bridge. Maybe that was Leah. She...
What?
I don't know. But
that wasn't my mom.
Well, I'm sure it wasn't.
Was that my mom? She says to Simon.
No, she's...
Why was she naked?
Can we see her? Can we see Leah, like, running over here?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, you get this big embankment, and Leah's, you don't know it, but Leah's up top, so you can't see her.
Okay.
Shouldn't we try to park this boat? We got a lighthouse? Is that what's happening? Do I see a broken dock?
Yeah. And then an embankment that's got a pretty good grade. Where the broken dock is, there's an actual pathway. It's got shit all around it and, like, you know, driftwood and such, you'd have to climb over, but it has actually has a stairway that leads up to the lighthouse.
I'm gonna bid my demeanor, which is unsettling, to activate quick and dirty. Who's piloting the ship?
Tony is.
Tony, you get me close enough, I bet I could figure out a way to just, I don't know if you want to keep this boat or not, but I think I can get us on there.
We got to keep the boat.
Well, why? I was good.
There's nothing back on that island for us.
We got to keep the boat until we get to mainland.
Well, I mean, we just get off on the dock right here instead of having to walk around. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'll manufacture some kind of thing. But the boat might not be here after. I mean, it might not be here when we're done.
Mariah turns. What are you talking about?
I'm saying
John
that we
says,
just get off.
Yes, what are you talking about?
We just get off here. Why don't we just get off here at the layhouse or at this place, and I'll manufacture a quick.
I was going to cross the ice and tie it up, and so we can try and dock here.
Yeah, John looks over. Yeah, we can't get close. We have to dock the boat.
I see.
And there's this ice.
Let me do that.
John just sort of looks back and forth between you two. I don't care who does it.
I can breathe in the water.
John looks at you. Right. Simon, maybe you should.
like Nord is, he's got bloodshot eyes. I can't remember all the symptoms that he has, but he has got a lot of symptoms of various terror going on in his.
So Nord, go ahead, cross the ice. I'll toss you the rope and you tie us off on the dock there.
Well, and hand me the rope. Can... So if I fall, I'll be able to climb back in.
Okay.
I'll carry the rope with me.
Until we get back, action still.
I'll handle the rope.
I'll handle the rope. My demeanor unsettling to like intimidate them. Give me the rope and let me do that.
Give
me the rope!
Give it to me! I just got laid. I got my testosterone going on.
John kind of takes a step back. Whoa. Leah, up top.
I hand him the rope.
You are halfway through pretty easily as you're making your way to the lighthouse, pushing through. Are you trying to go faster? Are you just... What's going on here?
Leah is trying to hurry up.
Well, a bid would be necessary for this.
What about a throwdown? Could I throw down?
Yeah. Caveat. The threshold is 1.
Okay.
But I don't think it requires a bid.
Well, that would be a 3, so.
Okay, so you get a narrative point for beating it by 2. As you're just strong-arming it through the snow, your hands are completely numb at this point. As you're moving through.
And I will use that narrative point to say that when the Revenant was pushing its way through the snow, because it's not... It wasn't being very efficient, you know, like it was flailing about instead of trying to, you know, do a more deliberate path.
Mm-hmm.
It actually created a wider, easier to traverse path.
So the Revenant was not at the lighthouse. The Revenant was in the cul-de-sac.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Right.
Well, in that case, never mind. I will.
You could use it another way.
Yeah. So I'll use the narrative point to say that I didn't realize it before because I wasn't that concerned about it, but on the inside of the cloak is actually a pair of glove or mittens that were buttoned on the inside of the cloak.
Yeah, as you're like, holy shit, as you grab these two rabbit gloves. They got like the little rabbit ears. Come on! As your hands are not frostbitten, you're moving through. You get up to the stairs to the lighthouse. It's a, we'll say, a couple flights, slick stairs. They don't have as much snow because the wind's blown them off, and also it's behind the lighthouse just at the certain angle. And that's when you hear, as you turn and see that the bitch climbed up the hill, good 100 feet from you. As you see her turn, seeing your pathway, realizing she has intelligence, she's running towards the pathway that you created to run after you. Actions on you.
How stable does the staircase going up the lighthouse look?
It looks fairly stable. I had it made of concrete, but it could be made of something else.
Well, a lot of the staircases on the inside of those old lighthouses are going to be like metal spiral staircases.
Gotcha.
So yeah, Leah just starts straight up running at this point.
Okay.
She's like, oh, shit.
So as you start moving up, here's the thing. This is a foot race. The Revenant is faster than you. So, but you got a head start. So as it is, if you run up, when you get to the lighthouse, she will be just a second or two behind you. That's what's going to happen. As you're running up the stairs and looking back and seeing her pop into the trench you made and then start barreling towards you, and you're almost to the top, a little bit out of breath even for you, seeing her leaping stairs. So that's the situation. What do you bid to have some more time? And how does that happen?
Okay, alright. I'm going to bid bloodthirsty and use another narrative point to say that Leah, seeing that she's getting closer than she would like, she's had her pistol out for a little bit, so mm-hmm. she actually sort of takes a semi-blind shot at the Revenant just to, you know, in the hope, because she's not going to try and stop running, so, but she wants to try and do something. So, in using that narrative point, I want to say that it hits the Revenant in the head, but Leah at this point knows that that's not going to keep it down.
Yep. As Leah, you turn left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. And just with a well-timed, like, Walking Dead shot. You know how, like, they're all, like, just badasses by season 3? And they just all headshots. As you turn, you're like, boom! You see her head open up. She spins around and slides to a stop. As you're, like, running up and you get to the lighthouse, you turn back and see, she looks up at you. Her face is all fucking bald. She's got like 2 bullet holes, no back of the head, occipital lobe gone. Like the rest of her brain falls out as she just roars. Something you notice about this horrible thing. When she initially initially rose from the dead, she was basically normal. She had brilliantly blue eyes for a moment, but she was basically normal. But as she's taken damage, while she has intelligence of a sort, she's acting more and more feral. more destroyed, more monstrous. I think that's something that Leah, because you fought her, you and Simon have fought her the most. Rest you on the boat. Oh. Norwood is sitting there all kinds of aggroed out. Like, you know, his veins are in his neck are popping out, in his head. He's all sweaty. He smells like badussy. Butt sex and pussy. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's kind of funky. And he's like, give me the... Oh. As Mariah just hides behind you, Simon. John takes a step back.
And I just hand him the rope. Be careful out there.
Actually, you be careful in here. I gotta do everything.
Don't do drugs.
And I'm gonna, I guess I'm gonna go tie the road off. I'm gonna go try and make it to the dock. Or what's
all right, so, Tony, you are driving this boat. We need a bid.
Yes, I am.
For you to properly do this, and tell us what and how you're doing.
Well, I don't.
Well, Tony's got to get the boat to the point where there's actual ice.
Okay.
So, how does that happen? Unless you just jump off into.
No, I've got the boat set on the lowest speed setting. Slowly navigating my way through the ice. It's so slow that even if the ice bumps into it, the speed is so low. Mm. It's not a big
so
deal.
You hear that? Goom, 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 goom.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull out my flashlight and shine it into the water to see if I see anything that could be an obstacle and move around it.
Yep, you do all that. And what are you bidding to do all this?
I'm gonna bid.
Coughing in the winter. Ricola. Yeah. No?
I'm gonna bid hard.
Get hard.
How does hard Tony, are you hard? What's going on?
I'm gonna bid local. And the gift is the gift that says here is hard, in parentheses, Ranger.
Yeah. So tell us how that applies.
I have a bit of a sense for undersea obstacles by looking at the water, seeing the currents and the water splash up and to avoid it.
You've seen boats go down. It's why you've been harping on it this entire time. You've seen the smallest protrusion actually take out boats, and they sink, you know, a lot faster than people expect. People die in this water. You can only stay in it for a minute, maybe two, and likely, you know, you get hypothermia and die. You just freeze up and that's it. As Tony, you successfully pull the boat in as close as possible without ripping the hull open, you hear Rebecca down below looking out the porthole. Oh, whoa, close, close. As the boat parks, parallel parks, like a glove, right next to the ice. Nord, as you're standing there on the railing with the rope.
I guess I'm going to go do this thing. And I'm going to bid.
Hold this motherfucker.
I'm going to bid. I'm going to do two things, or one thing. I'm going to spend a pip that just as the ground by the lake was opening up, I saw my bag and I grabbed it.
Oh, you grabbed that? Okay.
So I'm going to spend a pip to say that I did that.
You're like, I'm glad I got my camera.
But I'm going to leave it on the boat.
Yep.
Maybe I shouldn't. Simon, take care of this. Hold on to it with your life. Make sure it gets off the boat if weird shit starts happening. And I'm going to bid my background underdog to take this rope and carry
it. Stick it up my ass.
Carry it to the other side.
Okay, you got to get off the boat.
Well, to get off the boat.
That's the hard part.
Yeah, bid underdog to get off the
now
boat.
Now describe it.
Nord is on a different planet right now. He is on actively on two different drugs.
Planet.
That are kind of like so he's not thinking straight. He like caveman kind of swings down a little bit and you think he's just gonna face plant, but just right at the last second he like holds on to the very end of the bow and like catches it and probably got a couple of little splinters and then slides down the front of the boat, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, as you land on the ice holding onto the rope.
It's not pretty though. He's got a like a sway to him. And like it's not unlike that.
Yeah, your hand is covered in splinters.
Yeah. He's got some splinters. Well, the coat has a lot of splinters on it. And his gloves.
You're on the ice. What are you doing?
And he creeps towards the he's Nordic, and I'm going to bid my trait Nordic. He's been on thin ice before.
Yeah.
In more ways than one. And he, like, creeps to the edge. He tries to be as flat as possible. Actually, while he's at the boat, he's going to lower himself flat on the surface of this thing to make his surface area as big as possible. And he starts, like, swimming
like frog swimming
on the...
Simon and John are at the lip of the boat watching as this display takes a long time. Nord like swings out, slides down. You see John wince. He's like, ooh. As he just slides down the front, there's large pieces of wood in his palm. As he gets down, looks around, Ace Ventura style, gets down on his belly, and he's like, inch by inch, getting the 10, 15 feet that he needs to get to. As John's like, he just stares at you, Simon. What's he doing?
He wanted to do it. There's probably so many drugs in his system, he's not for sure.
No kidding. As Nord, you get, finally, to the first column, the stilt of the broken dock. And you realize you're safe. What do you do?
Yeah. I climb up. Is the dock relatively steady?
Relatively, yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to climb up. Should I spend a narrative point to climb up a ladder that's right there at the end of the dock?
That would help you, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to spend
a otherwise, you're climbing point. Up a dock, which I don't know if you've ever seen a dock, but...
I've climbed up a dock before. It depends on... Usually, you know, a ladder is helpful.
A ladder is helpful. Yeah, this dock is not really huge. It's not like a big old pier.
Sure.
It's about 10 feet off the water.
Right. And then I pull the rope tight,
yep,
and tie it around the biggest pier, I guess, that I can.
You do. Well, you did it.
There we go.
Accent on you guys, what are you doing?
I think you could maybe like use the rope as a means to kind of pull yourself maybe across.
John looks over at you. Simon, is he serious?
Yeah, is there any planks are over there long enough that will reach from the dock to the boat? Now that you're over there.
How far are we? Let's find out how far we are. We'll say it's at least 30 feet. So roll a d12. See how far it is. Because otherwise that would have been really fun. Thrown it.
6.
All right. So that'd be higher. So it'd be about 40 feet away.
40 feet away. Okay, so our best bet is to try and traverse it kind of like he did, but maybe not the frog swimming.
Just hold on to the rope.
Mariah goes, let's just hold on to the rope. That sounds fun.
It'll take all the weight off the ice. I mean, I'm relatively heavy. I mean, Simon, I don't know about you, but
I'm heavier than you are.
Well, so how do you guys do this? Do you go by ice? Do you go by rope? By zip line?
I would go by.
You guys can do different ones.
And don't forget my bag.
That's 40 feet. I can't. I was thinking about hauling off and throwing the bag, but I'm not going to do that.
I mean, you can drop a narrative point to say it's closer.
Okay, then I will drop a narrative point and say it's closer.
All right. We'll say that it's 20 feet away.
Okay. Yeah, are you ready to catch Nord?
Whoa. What? Maybe slide it across the ice? I don't know.
Chuck it.
All right. Don't throw it. I was like, don't throw it. It's delicate. Please don't throw it. It means something to me. It's meaningful.
John's like, chuck it.
I don't like John.
Mariah goes, I bet he could do it, though.
Okay. I will use the ice, but I'll use the rope to assist me.
Yeah.
So
okay, what do you bid to do this?
I'm going to bid calm. Because
we don't care why.
Yeah, I'm bidding calm.
So what tell us what and how.
So you see me, I kind of grab the I like hop over the railing and slowly lower myself down with one hand and grab the rope with the other, and then just kind of start doing this maneuver and sliding my feet across, like shimmying, so it's not, so I'm not like stepping and putting pressure, and I'm just, so that way it's helping hold my weight some up here and
down there,
a lot of the weight off the ice.
Mariah goes behind you, but she gets on the rope and her feet don't touch, so she's just sort of like kind of shimmying hand over hand as she pulls her legs up.
That's what I was about to tell her.
Like Nord suggested, and crawls down the rope. You guys are on the dock. You all make it. John's standing there. He's kind of wincing, looking at, you know, the rope, wondering perhaps if he can do this in his state.
I will holler
back. Tony, go on.
John, if you feel safer, you can stay on the boat and protect it until we get back.
You never know if something's worse off in here and we might need an escape route.
You see him considering. It's pretty obvious he doesn't want to leave his partner.
I will try and find Grant.
He nods. Yeah, you're right. Tony, that's your name?
Yes.
I'll take over. As he comes over and sits down at the controls.
All right.
What do you do, Tony?
Why do you want to take over?
Because I'm going to stay on the boat.
I'll stay on the boat. Well,
you're not going to help your friends?
I think you could be of more help with them.
He kind of just slow turns and looks at you. Have you seen me? As you see him, he's all like fucked up. Have you ever been this fucked up?
I've been more.
Yes.
You do what you want.
I want to stay here.
John shrugs. At the top. Leah, you get to the lighthouse. There is,
by the way,
a door.
The reason I'm staying in the boat is to make sure he doesn't leave with the boat.
There's a door, and then there's a spiral staircase that goes all the way to the top as well. So there's a door that goes inside, and then a staircase that goes up to the top of it.
Okay, so Leah still has her gun out because she has no idea what's inside. Mm-hmm. The lighthouse, and starts making her way up the spiral staircase.
As you start making your way up, Simon, Nord, and Mariah, you're on the dock. What are you guys doing? It's pretty obvious that Tony, you heard his conversation.
Keep an eye on Rebecca for me, Tony.
I will hand Nord his bag.
Better keep your hands off my girl.
Keep your eyes on her, but your hands off.
Yeah. You can look, but don't touch. Unless she wants it. I mean, it's not like we're a thing. You can do whatever you want. I mean, if it gets to it and you're desperate, I mean, go right ahead. It's fine. I don't care. I mean, I do care.
Go to the lighthouse. I'm headed up the steps.
As you guys head up the steps.
Follow Simon.
You get to the top of the steps. You see, at the top of the lighthouse, Leah reaching the apex of it. You see the naked woman. Her, obviously, zombified thing, but moving quickly. Running up the steps to the lighthouse. She gets to the base. As she looks up, she's holding to the stairway, the metal stairway. She looks up. And howls. What are you guys doing? You guys are about 100 feet from the steps through the snow.
Should we get her to come this way?
Simon? Well, right now we have a child and a boat full of people to protect.
Mariah's like, what the fuck?
I don't have a way to hurt her.
All I've got is this, my gun and this blunderbuss.
Mariah looks at you, Nord. But don't you have the stabby thing?
Well, I got the stabby thing. Yeah, that's right. I mean, I'll pull out my stabby thing and start waving it. See if
it. What are you doing? Like, do that. She's like trying to grab your arm.
Your dirky dirk.
My dirky dirk.
Okay,
my
if you guys dirk. Want the Revenant's attention, you have to bid something.
I'll pull a pistol, just a regular pistol out of my bag, and I'll shoot it in the air.
Do you bid the pistol?
Yeah, I bid the pistol.
Okay. Leah, you hear a gunshot. You turn. You see the Revenant turn. You see the gunshot. It's attached to Nord, beside him, Simon, and beside him, Mariah. As the Revenant turns, leaping on all fours, landing at the base of the stairs with a crunch, she raises up, hands outstretched, all comically like a horror movie, howling at you guys. Blue light flashing from her eyes and mouth, blood and everything, as Mariah goes, And that is where we're going to end tonight.
Okay.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Did we win? do you want to read us out? Anybody get any, like,
I gold? Got a major goal tonight.
Oh, what is it?
My major goal was to find out if the Blue Hands killed the girls.
Nice.
And so John told me that they didn't. It sounded like an investigation, so that gives me all of my cunning and breath back, correct? Yep. That gives me 2 pips and 2 experience, or is it 1?
And it gives... No, it will give you 1 pip and 2 experience.
1 pip and 2 experience, and everybody... Yep. Gets an experience, or ooh. Everybody gets a pip.
Yep.
And that takes our goals, because you get 2 goals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that takes our goals from 46 to 48.
Oh, you get one. You get one goal. Just, or, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Does getting off the island count as a minor goal?
If it was your minor goal.
Is it okay that it's my minor goal?
Yeah. Yeah. So long as it was written down.
Yeah.
Yep, then absolutely. So that counts as another party goal.
Okay, so that's 48 goals.
Okay, so you guys realized...
Is that a big enough goal to...
Yeah, because you may not have... it. A minor goal takes 1 to 2 sessions.
Okay.
A major goal takes 3 to 5.
I think I realized... So I realized that I probably got a minor goal last week and didn't... because I was looking at my character sheet... My character sheet was to use my non-living state to my advantage, which I think I did last time.
I think you did too.
That brings us to 49.
Yep. Nice. Okay, so you guys got a party goal. So, I'm sorry, a party advancement. So you all have an advancement. 48.
Ew.
Awesome.
We have a party advancement?
Whenever you hit 12 goals. So this is the reason why it's important for anyone to get goals. So anytime someone gets a goal of any sort, that's 1 towards the party advancement. And once it hits 12, you all get to advance. So the idea is, let's say you're following Simon's plot line, and it's not really your guys. You're not really getting your own goals. As a party, you're still getting goals. You're still getting advancements. So... You can always, as players, be invested in everyone's thing, because you're gonna benefit if they get goals.
So we get an advancement because of that.
Yeah, you get an advancement because you hit 48.
Wow. Magic.
And at 60, you'll hit another one.
Big deal.
All right, fuck yeah.
Hey guys.
We killed it.
GG.
Okay. Now you want me to go ahead and read us out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for listening and sticking around with us. We'd like to thank our cast. The Drizzle. I am The Drizzle, and I play Simon Vincent. We have Ken Howe, who plays Nord Zetterberg. We have Andrea Elliott Johnson, who plays Leah Mizrahi. And we have Daniel Hulker, who plays Tony Zerniak. And as our arbiter, as always, Bill Bunker.
Buttle dickhead.
Bill Butthole is what I almost said. No, just
that was uncalled for.
I just the hole. Almost missed a bumpkin. We like to thank our music for this evening. It was by All Lowercase Letters and Mr. Interrupt. We'd also like to thank our Patreons, which if you are interested, just go to patreon.com/dreadlore and join up there. Those would be Nostalgic, Natalia Klein, Tim Roberts, and Daniel Hulker.
The Incredible Hulker.
All of this beautiful stuff you see all the way around here and the technological side is done by Catchfire Media.
Catchfire.
And we would like to thank Terrible Productions for whatever the fuck
they buttholes. Do.
thank you guys for sticking with us as always. We will see you back for the next episode of
The Red Ring. The Red Ring.
Next Monday at 7. And if you're interested in just listening to some of us talk, the Geeky Gamer podcast is on Thursday nights at 7.
So okay, it's a little different.
You got after hours tonight. Duh.
Yep.
That you can catch our after hours live on Thursday or Mondays after the show every week, and or if
then
you're
it's gone
Patreon.
Forever.
But it's gone for if you're not a Patreon, you'll never see it.
Yeah. You can catch it live though. So stick around, we'll be back in 10 minutes. Talk about the game.
Thank you guys.
Bye.